Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Big time drama at the home barn tonight as the Stars unfortunately fall short, but not without controversy. Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for supporting and listening to Spits and Suds. Unfortunately, it was the Islanders who topped the Stars and ended their win streak. For the Islanders, it's their fifth win in the last six games. And for the Stars, it does end their five-game winning streak. So let's get into it, and let's get into the controversy, specifically the third period. First two periods, I thought it was a great defensive matchup. And then the third period, wow, what a difference that third period was. It was a completely different game for both teams. Let's talk about the on-time experts. And that's what they are. They're experts at HVAC, and they're experts at plumbing. They take the time to make sure that you will be a customer for life. I know I'm a customer for life, and this is not something like that I had to work for. This is something I'm proud of because they worked for it. You know, I feel dedicated. Why? Because they came to my house and they fixed my plumbing issue and they saved me money there. And then when one of my rooms was feeling off from the other rooms, it happened to be my master bedroom, I gave them a call, hit that same day service guarantee button and booked it. And sure enough, they were there. happened to be on a Saturday. I did not have to stay home all day Saturday. They gave me a window and I was out walking the dogs and they called me and they said, your window is coming up. We just want to let you know, we're going to be specific. They will arrive within this hour. Okay, great. And then 20 minutes to the prior to that hour starting, I got a call from the technician. Hey, I happened to arrive early at your location. I said, I'm finishing up my dog walk. They said, no problem at all. I'll be there when you're ready. And they were, and they were clean and they were friendly and they put slippers on so that it wouldn't track anything into my house, to the point where I'm going to be honest with you, it was pouring rain at one point during there and they were cleaning out my filter system. Okay. And could have just, I said, I have an awning. And he goes, no, I'm fine. He had a rain jacket on. He did not want to get my porch dirty. In fact, so he did it in an area that he would get soaked, but I wouldn't have all that residue. That's the kind of like extra service they take. And I just can't say it enough. I'm talking about my personal experience. And that's why I believe in the on-time experts so much, not to mention the fact they are huge supporters of hockey here in DFW, proud supporter and proud HVAC system of the Dallas Stars, and of course, the official sponsor of Spits and Suds. Think of them when you need something repaired, whether it's plumbing or HVAC, the on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. All right, let's get to the drama that unfolded tonight at the American Airlines Center. Going to start with the top story. Should the Stars have been giving that tying goal? So here's my issue on this, is that this is very similar to pass interference in football, which drives people crazy. It's a judgment call. It's not black and white. And I think that game-changing situations like this should be more black and white. They should have more specific rules, free from opinion. It says it right there. It's a judgment call. And that's an issue when it's a judgment call. So, it was deemed a goal on the ice. And then video review determined that Jason Robertson impaired David Riddick's ability to play his position in the crease prior to Wyatt Johnston's goal. The decision was made in accordance of Rule 69.1, which states, in part, goals should be disallowed only if, one, an attacking player, either by his positioning or by contact, impairs the goalkeeper's ability to move freely within his crease or defend his goal. And just of note, in the final minute play in the third period, at any point in overtime, hockey operations takes over. Otherwise, it would be a coach's challenge. Okay. So once again, remember, it's a judgment call done by Toronto. So to me, I'm just stating before Stars fans, you jump all over me. Okay. I would have kept this a goal because I did not see clear evidence to overturn it, to the point where if it was called a non-goal on the ice due to goaltender interference, and if it was reviewed, I would have kept it as goaltender interference. Okay. I did not see this as clear evidence to overturn. Now, that being said, okay, a lot of Stars fans saying he was pushed in. And I understand he was pushed and therefore turned. But you do have to understand, when you watch the full play, does Jason Robertson make a big enough effort, okay? Take the Stars hat off. Does Jason Robertson in any way change his line heading to David Riddick, which would show Toronto that all efforts were being made to avoid contact? And I think that might be your answer. Secondly, does Jason Robertson stick? Forget about the physical contact. Does the stick alter David Riddick prior to the contact? That's something else you need to look at.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
So I disagree with the decision, but I can understand why the decision was made. If Jason Robertson takes a little bit of a different path or alters, I think it would be clear evidence and that goal would have stuck. And I'm not blaming Jason Robertson. It's hectic. It's crazy. But that's how close I think this was. So I understand Stars fans are unhappy. And there are a lot of people that think it should have been overturned and a ton of people that think it should have been a goal. The bottom line is that once again, we're going by someone's judgment rather than a rule. And black and white rules are tough sometimes because you go by the letter of the rule, the letter of the law. And that's tough. Because then you say to yourself, well, it could have been. No, you can't do that if it's black and white. But that being said, black and white would have determined whether or not this was goaltender interference. Instead, it's an interpretation by humans. And I think you could go either way. And that's why we have so many funky goaltender interference calls. I mean, can you imagine? Remember Matt Duchene last year in the playoffs against the Colorado Avalanche, where his butt got in the way, supposedly, of goaltender. I mean, that was goaltender interference, technically. That drove me insane that that was goaltender interference. So it's an interpretation. by the people in Toronto. So I can't state that enough, because a lot of people tonight are tweeting about the referees. These are humans, people. So when you put their names out there, understand the circumstances in which you're doing that. And I understand they're the ones that put on that jersey to be linesmen, to be referees. However, if you're a Stars fan, you need to understand the call on the ice was a goal. So this is not referees. Referees made the call that you wanted. It was overturned by the Situation Room in Toronto. The challenge was initiated not by the referees, not by coaches, but by the Situation Room in Toronto, which it has to be done in the final minute of play. And that's why. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of an explanation. And like I said, I would have kept it as a goal. But when I explain the circumstances, I can understand why it's been overturned. So no, I'm not sitting on the fence, but I'm trying to give you both sides. And if you really look at it, I think you can understand both sides. And if you can't, I mean, that's fine. Like I said, I can't stress it enough. I deemed it a goal. Let's talk about the Rantanen hit. This is a no-win situation. And I think you have to look at the game situation and the player that did it to rule out intent. Is Mikko Rantanen a physical player? Yes. Does Mikko Rantanen get chippy at times? Yes. But look at the situation. Rantanen went in hard for the puck because they were going to tie this game. Ottinger was being pulled. So Glenn Gullitson, after the game, said the following. Everyone's going to have their own take, but if you watch the play, Mayfield, the defenseman, who actually holds up Rantz, and they actually clip skates. So Rantz is off balance going in there too. And if you played the game and you're off balance heading in, usually put your hands out. I've seen Rantz play enough over the last 10 years. Just one of those hockey plays that happens. I hope Romanoff is okay. Looks like he went in flat, but just hoping he's okay. By the way, Romanoff did not go to the hospital, so that's a good size. Rantz clips skates being held up there. It's a dangerous play for everyone. Now, Patrick Waugh, who's a fiery individual, saw it a different way. Let's hear from Patrick Waugh.
I hope he's going to be okay at this moment. I don't know what it is, but all I'm going to say is when you see the number, you have to lay off. You know, everybody knows that. I mean, you don't go through the guy. I mean, you know, and I'm proud of the way that our guys handle it afterwards. You know, no one was happy to see someone get hurt like this. And like I said, to me, is disrespectful for our guys.
Is that sort of what you were saying to me? Yeah. As he skated by?
Yeah. I was in Colorado when he was drafted there, and it's not his style. But I mean, at the same time, I mean, that should not be part of our game.
And it seems like Patrick Waugh is going to have some unfinished business. The two teams meet again on March 26th. What's interesting about that date is there's a good chance that both teams can be fighting for playoff position at that point. So I don't even know if it warrants retribution. Will Rantanen get a phone call? Possibly, due to the fact that it was a major along with a game misconduct that usually could draw a phone call, at least maybe a fine. But once again, I think NHL player safety will look at everything. The question is going to be, I understand the click of the skates. Not me, not you. Does NHL player safety feel as though those arms were stretched out for safety? Or another way to look at it is, did Rantanen push through? because it's not like he stuck his, and this is split second. It's not like he stuck his stick out and held it. Okay. That was one motion pushing through. And it might be because he was going down himself. But they're certainly going to look at it. And honestly, that's just Patrick Waugh. The Stars did not chirp back. I think they were a little bit in shock. I mean, Rantanen basically didn't even listen to him. He was just looking up. Rantanen didn't know if he was thrown out of the game or not. But the reality is that when you take a step back, this game was not lost by goaltender interference. This game was not lost by that Rantanen penalty, although that certainly stung. This game was lost by two goals that I think Jake Oettinger would like back. You guys know I'm a big Jake Oettinger fan. You cannot let a puck slip between you where you reach for the puck. I think Jake wants that back. At that point, you almost have to go into like a curled turtle effect and pull that puck in so that if it does evade when you reach for it, at least you have the rest of your body to block. So I think he wants that back. And you can't give up a shorthanded goal. Short-sighted. I think he wants that back for Palmieri. Now, in his defense, tough to play the short side completely. He should have, but tough to play the short side when you have someone streaking down as well, because basically it was a 2-on-1. And why is it a 2-on-1? We have to look at different things that happened. Confusion at the blue line. Roope Hintz, for some reason, colliding, which sets up that breakaway. The only thing, and it's very tough to criticize the coaching staff or any way on the Stars team, you have to go into this game knowing that the New York Islanders are number one in the NHL for shorthanded goals. You have to take that into consideration. And I know your power play has been absolutely on a heater. But you have to take that into consideration, right? So Jake Oettinger, he knows he needs to be better. Now, you had a 4-minute double minor and you took a penalty. Was it embellishing on Mayfield with that high stick on Jamie Benn? Absolutely. But look where the referee had to look. There is no way that the referee could shield it. Mayfield used the boards to his advantage, meaning the referee was shielded. And basically that stick never clipped him in the face. It was right underneath his neck. But real time, how do you look at that and not call it? If you want to come to me and say that I think once a game, there should be a challenge flag on a penalty, I'm with you, actually. Will it slow down the game? I don't think so. But this would have been a great time for a challenge. But regardless, you have to be aware of where your stick is at all times. And that's a tough penalty for Jamie Benn to take on a 4-minute double minor. Then you took another penalty while on the power play with Jason Robertson going off. So you had power play opportunities. And not only did you not cash in, but you went 4-on-4 because you committed your own penalties. And then you gave up a shorty. So special teams tonight lost you this game. The Islanders had 8 takeaways. They took advantage of every Stars mistake. Stars were better in the first period. I thought basically they were both even in the second period, and I thought the Islanders were the better team in the third period, obviously with the Stars making some mistakes. But the realization is this too. 50% of the Stars' decor is down right now, okay? And they are trying. And I think overall, they played okay, but they kind of looked tired toward the end. And there were multiple times that they couldn't get out of their zone. And it was almost being a little bit too cute. And I understand you don't want to ice the puck, but sometimes if it means icing, the way the Stars are on the face-off circle, you kind of have to take that icing rather than a quick flip up to somebody still within the zone. And once again, you're hemmed in, or a flip out just enough, but you can't make that change because the Islanders are covering and the flip out of the zone only went to center ice. You can't change at that point. So I think those are little things that Glenn Gullison will point out. Those are things that I saw. I'm not going to overblow this loss. I'm not going to blame the NHL. I'm not going to blame the referees, certainly. It's just one of those things, and this is hockey. And by the way, Matthew Barzal, at a very important part of this game, was clearly tripped, and there was no call. So it wasn't like the Stars completely got screwed, okay? So let's keep that stuff in mind.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
All right, let's get to your tweets. You guys have a lot of opinions tonight, and thank you so much for that. All right. My name is not Damien says, horrible line changes. We got away with a too many men on the ice penalty. We did. That's true. Hung Otter out to dry at the end of the first two periods. I hope you talk about this on Spits and Suds. It's hard to watch. Yeah, I definitely wanted to point that out, and hopefully I did a pretty good job doing that. Goes on to say, the final 10 was not very good for the Stars. Bad stretches of hockey to finish the first two periods. Ref shenanigans aside, and those most definitely do not dominate the news. This one falls on Otter, two softies. Yeah, I agree. David Kokas, great to hear from you, David. Let's see. He agrees with Patrick Waugh's comments about the numbers, meaning what Patrick Waugh said is that if you could see the numbers, you have to lay back. Tough when you're going down, but there is a point made there. But Mikko was interfered with by Mayfield, which is true. That created the situation. David's guessing that Waugh reacted without seeing the replay. Ironic that Waugh has a curse-laden tantrum, then talks about respect. I mean, that's the way he rolls, right? That's the way he rolled as a player, and that's the way he's rolling as a head coach. And sometimes as a player, like, you kind of like your coach being fiery. I mean, it can get old. But at the same time, like when you see one of your teammates go down and your head coach, your leader is going ballistic about it, that's kind of ingratiating, right? If you're a player and you're like, yeah, go get him, coach, right? I mean, he's defending us. YJO number 53 is elite, says if Mikko isn't pushed, no one gets hurt. Waugh threatens to injure our player and calls us disrespectful. Take your 2 points and leave your voucher. Eddie is better. I don't know about that. Patrick Waugh is a heck of a goaltender. How about they were both Hall of Famers? Let's just leave it at that. Blackout Dallas, kind of hard to lay off when you clip skates with an opponent. Michael says the positive, we have five guys that we can roll out and score at any time. Negative, Jake has not looked like Jake this year. Has he been good? Yes. Has he been elite? No. It's one game tonight, but we need an elite Jake to beat the Avalanche. You know, one of the things that we say on Spits and Suds, we've talked Sean Shapiro about this. Give goalies five games to be bad. Okay, just remember that. And if you can count a few games already for Jake Oettinger, then he only has a few games left. Maybe one other, so maybe that's two on the year so far. And I mean, he made some really good saves tonight, just ordinarily ones that he should stop. Kenny Chadwell, bad call on the goalie interference. Robertson was clearly shoved into the goalie by the defenseman. Certainly was the case, but I'm guessing that the two reasons that it was overturned is how much effort did Robertson make to avoid Riddick? Remember, that is what they're focusing on, okay? Whether we like it or not, you have to make an effort to avoid the goaltender. Did you see that? And was the path clearly changed? Not changed, clearly changed by Robertson. Noah Brown says, in my humble opinion, that was not goalie interference. I truly believe that the refs robbed us of a point. This is tough, how the game ended. It's incredibly frustrating and unfortunate. At least the captain is back and Robo is amazing. Sleep well, Stars fans. Question for you guys. Would you have kept Jamie Benn on that lower line? Or did you think Jamie Benn deserved in his first game back that promotion? Do you think that Jamie Benn should have been on that power play?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Husky says, not upset with how they played, how they lost. Allowing a fifth shorthanded goal on the year is in November is bad, but with Mikko thinking with that hit, even if he got pushed, he still needs to be in control of his body to avoid contact. It's a good point. turned the game off afterwards and missed the goalie interference. Aaron Thacker says, I still don't think that was goaltender interference since Robertson was pushed. But remember, what was his path prior to the push? And did the stick make contact with Riddick prior to the puck arriving? He says, I also thought if a player pushes a player or accidentally boards a player that shouldn't be boarding, in the end, you can't get down by two goals. Yeah, I mean, those are big plays. I'm not going to deny it. But I think we have to focus on some of the other things that happened in this game, too. And that's why they lost the game. Jordan Harper says, not sure I would have called it boarding. The result was a hard hit. When it comes to Robertson play, I think the important takeaway is if you lead yourself into the blue paint, you're asking for trouble. Yes. It was 1,000% push, but he headed into the blue paint on his own. Yes. That is a great point, Jordan, and I agree with you there. Do I still think it should have been a goal? Yes. But I think if Robertson tries to move, he still accomplishes screening Riddick. And at the same time, it would have been an easier, good goal call. I don't think Robertson did anything bad. He was just trying to, you know, get in front of the net. That's what you try to do, cause havoc. Robbie G, if you watch the replay, Robo is skating in a direction that would not make contact and at least pushed by Pulak. Wouldn't even be upset if there was just any consistency in these calls. I disagree. I mean, if he turned upward and then was pushed, meaning upward toward the end, other end of the ice, I think then if contact was made, which it would have been made, I think that's a good goal. Leighton Wallace, Gavin, what do you think of the Rantanen hit? Feel like he got tripped up from behind, suspension incoming. I don't know if it's going to be a suspension. I mean, what they're going to look at, in my opinion, is was he able to be in control of his body at the time of making contact? That's what he's going to be looking at. And if he was in control, was that stick movement enough or was it in defense? These are the little things they're going to look at. But there are a lot of question marks. Max Rocket 19, he was saying there's not enough evidence from the video that can point it to no goal. Robo gets shoved in. Riddick flops like Robo made the worst head contact. Yeah, I mean, Riddick certainly flopped. Riddick's a passionate goalie. Robo and Pulak were tied up going into the crease, so you can't argue that he went in there deliberately. Man, I just thought it was a pretty straight line. I think you have to go out of your way to avoid. Okay? You really, really do in today's NHL. But it goes back to, if you're going to be mad that it's a judgment call. Because I think if you do black and white and say, you cannot go into the blue paint like it used to be the case, at least that rule's there, right? And that makes it pretty clear that that would have been a no goal. So interesting night. And it's a very, very banged up team. I was telling someone today, what they've been able to do with what they have, losing 50% of their defense core, losing Benintel tonight, losing Matt Duchene, their leading scorer last year, Matt Duchene. We have to take that into account. Thomas Harley, one of the great defensemen in this league, out. So the fact that you're playing a team that is on a heater right now, that's 11-7-2, that has a rookie defenseman, that has good scoring ability, that is very, very good defensively. How many times did you see the Stars try to shoot and they were either physically put off the puck and or stick was in the way? A lot, right? And that's the Islanders' defense. Play good defensive hockey, wait for mistakes, capitalize on it. So this is not going to be easy. Granted, the Calgary Flames are struggling, but now you go back up to Canada and you have three straight games in Canada, followed by Seattle. So it's Thursday night against Vancouver, Saturday night against Calgary, and then you have Edmonton on Tuesday night, and then you have Kraken. So heading into Thanksgiving, if you like late nights, and you have the week off, you get some late night Stars hockey. It's Thursday night's going to be a 9 o'clock Central start. Flames on Saturday night, 9 o'clock Central start. Oilers Tuesday, 8 p.m. start. And then the Kraken on Thanksgiving Eve is a 9 p.m. start. So if you don't have to put the turkey or ham in early, then you get a good Thanksgiving Eve tilt between the Stars and the Kraken in Seattle. So that's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. Thank you so much to the on-time experts for making this program happen. Thanks to you guys. I saw an extra Apple review that went up about Spits and Suds, and we truly appreciate it. And special thanks to Gregory Finley, our producer. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. We'll be back with another episode soon. Unfortunately, the Stars winning streak ends, but another chance to get back on the winning track Thursday night in Vancouver. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
This is a Netsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.